Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 29th of June, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Under mounting pressure from advertisers, Facebook said it would start labeling political speech that violates its rules and take other measures to prevent voter suppression and protect minorities from abuse. The new policies were announced Friday shortly after the Wall Street Journal reported that consumer goods giant Unilever is halting U.S. advertising on Facebook and Twitter for at least the remainder of the year, citing hate speech and divisive content on the platforms. Microsoft on Friday announced it will permanently close its 83 Microsoft Store retail locations. In the past decade or so, Microsoft began to expand its retail presence in an effort to create a shopping experience similar to Apple's. Microsoft said the closing of its physical locations will result in a pre-tax charge of approximately $450 million, or 5 cents per share, which it will record in the current quarter that ends June 30. Netflix is set to introduce 59 new original things in July, including several new seasons of popular TV shows, entirely new series, new movies, new documentaries, and even some new anime. By simple math, Netflix will have close to 2 new original titles for every single day of July, and a plethora of new licensed content on top. Look, the company is straight up flexing. France's COVID-19 contact tracing app was downloaded 1.9 million times within 3 weeks of launching, but only sent 14 notifications warning users of potential exposure in that time, according to a government official. These early results, with the low number of notifications being attributed to users not marking themselves infected after a COVID-19 diagnosis, point to some of the challenges facing contact tracing tech. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.